Thus I have heard, at one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, the great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Sri which was said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train, wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Sariputra with these words. Sariputra, those men or women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely with their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors of consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure nor pure, not decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by the means of the profound perfection of wisdom, and since their minds have no obscuration, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain Nirvana. All Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas, unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Taya ta om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of lineage, it is so. O son of lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Noble Sariputra and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Page 12. Om Denza Bumi.
Wang Ji Zi Ji Sai Ji Wang Ben Tan A Wu Ji Jia Ru Ko Yu Ge Ko Yu Wu Su Yi Jia Bu Ji Ru Xia Le Ba Bu Lu Zong Bu Le Nyu Bang Lang Ji Chang Zha Mu Ni Lu Dang Lu Ba Nga Ya Dang Nga Ya Xie Yun Din Da Lang Jong Jo Zha Mu Ni Da Zha Mu Ni Da Ren Bu Xie Shi Wu Ma San Ji Xin Dun Jo Yi Ba Ma Mung Ba Yi Lu Do Ko Lu Ren Bu Xie Morumboje, 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 Nanjorumboje, Nanjorumboje, Denje Baye Bomba, Gemanduma, Luma, Gama, Medoma, Debema, Nazama Dejama Nyema Dawa Rinpoche Dojo Le Namba Jai Jantze Wazo Lada Meye Penjo Bozo Zab Mazawa Memba Zeje Yendo Wawa Deta Jeje Zawa Da Jeba Jai Lama Dhamma Nada Jeva Dhyano Shingambo Jodo Dhyano Jezo Zajinena Nambi Sanje Dange La Chota Wa Chimbi Gani Jesus Ozo Piji Jongje Medo Chanshi Ra Liji Nindi Jibande Sanji Jindu Mindu Mbawa Yi Jogu Nanda Xing La Chiba Jo Tamba Chena Ji Chugu Kala Ji Zi Chin Chin Cheta Tsambi Dja Tsema Sabji Chu Ji Chaba Wadu Rina Manda Laga Niya Taya Me Tansu Ji Chana La Chanchu Padu Danya Chasu Dagi Chini Ji Bi Chana Ji Dala Bi Ji San Ji Nduva Sho Je Dāyī jīsū jīvī tūnā jī Dōlā bījī sāng jī rūpā jū Rūpā, tāyī shē rūpā
Lūpā
Tāngbū Sāngbū lē lē trāhī dēlē sī
So my greetings to all of you
Trāhī dēlē sī Jē zōng Tak ngazu tiri ni te ta kani rumbo chege tu ta xie zang ni ma bang zhi ni tu xie ni xie xie xie.
So we will be resuming the teachings of teachings that is given by Rinpoche.
Ta ni yang nge de ma lo ni de xie jab, an de xie jab yi nang liya le, an yang ji guwa da chue dang ma chue dang, ten de yang ji sebo ma cha ba. Then the Juna and the Kadu Kadungazo, Joa Tang, the Tenetus Jenner, Le Jagi Jagi Jen Dry Ins.
So I will be giving the teachings, and then later on I'll leave a time for Q&A. So if you have, if there's any doubt or something that is unclear, then you can always ask the questions. Because I will be leaving a time to ask the questions.
I was just about to pay attention. And in my lam, Chorong Zobagona Yat, Tenda Chiki 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 Chen, and I was just to Chumandoya Chess.
So, this is a tradition of receiving the teachings at the monastery. Well, we receive the teaching from the teacher, and then the question. It's always welcomed by the teacher. So.
But can you chant the Kabbalah? Chant the Kabbalah, do you?
Do you want my in?
Chukchu Kasen, do you want?
Shibje, Chukchu Rebje, do you?
Shibje, Chukchu Rebje.
So, it was. We will be beginning from the Sutra School, 221. If you have the tenets text. It is 221.
Ale niban dodi bi tu ta she bal se
re be. La odi re la da ga re.
Oh ya. Ta niban dodi dodi bi tu ta na ja she bal la
ce ni. 221. Yeah.
No. Dodi bi tu ta na ja she bal la ce ni ya wa da she do su dang she che ro wa. No. Ane dang bo ne jang ri dang che de ni ga den she ji ki le bi Timi ji tu tama yu gangza te dodi bi ceni se do ni tada ni rangri tang chidu ni ga rangri ki le na yang dine rangri di yang denpa chuba ki mele na yang chik chakuyo marwa yang chidu ki le na yang chidu denpa chuba ki mele na yang dodi ba chakuyo marwa tada di rangri tang chidu ni ga Denshi ji ki lebi tingmi ju tu tama yu kangza te dodi bi ceni su du. Da denshi si du ka la denpa chuba ki le nge. Tende ki ta tingmi ju tama yu kangza te dodi bi ceni su res.
So we'll begin from the text. It is 221. The sutra school, the presentation of the tenets of the proponent of sutra in this is in four parts: the definition, sub-schools, etymology, and assertion of tenets. So those are the four parts. So first, the definition of what is meant by sutra school. So this is one thing that we need to, it is one thing that is important for us to keep in our mind, because whether or not the certain tenets is belongs to certain category of tenets. Can be done on the basis of defining the defining characteristic of the tenets. So first is its definition. The definition of the sutra school here as follows: as a proponent of sutra is a person propounding a lesser vehicle tenets, who assert the true existence of the both external object and self-cognizing consciousness. So not only this particular tenets assert both external and internal object, but also they assert those both external and internal consciousness as a true existence.
That then, that the do de bas here, do this here, jeton dos here, the tandan do donga, nigan do de resite, devasidita, this is a gorwa turned out till catching the call and dog mean the tower, said the lawina. Tan dog non leal, and dog ma song shake, jom den deg, do. Pachi, that dog and nig non in dog non lema, she shall kid musile. Dressing lema kid dig to that nasha kill and dog in it, and then do de bas love shares.
So, why it is called Sutra School? Sutra, the term Sutra, as we all are familiar with, which is Sutra and Tantra. It is the two division of the schools in Buddhism, Sutra and Tantra. So why this particular tenet is called Sutra is because their assertion is based on the in accordance with the sutra itself, the sutra that is taught by the Buddha himself.
And the Sedzang Bada, all Umapat so the Do non le Chomde, the Songsha Kege Pagge, Jujatela, and the Tangdu, Nedu, Yawa Chen, and the Bishik Sabo Chen, and the dog Dissi Nashi Maimba, and the Tungu, Nedu, Kabal Pagu, Shik Sabo Hinju Chen, and the Tuta Tembe Chiachor was there, and the Sedzang Bada, Umapat so the Chagurs. Do they bad the Tender Maimba Che, Chomde, the Gema. Doi gomba tsizi hizu chen, ti xie xa ni, an de zhu ta nang ya chen roke ji ma yin zang,
俺得了唐宁多的吧，是中国没搭档的的人是。
It is also called Sutra School because in this particular tenets, everything that is taught, the teaching that is given by the Buddha, in other words, in the sutra, is accepted, face value. It's face value. Rather than going through analysis and dividing definitive and interpretive is provisional and definitive. It's not accepted by the sutra school. Because the sutra school is just follow the word of the Buddha itself and accept as a face value. Whereas in Chittamatra or Semsamba, or the Chittamatra, or the Mainoli school, and the Madhyamaka, or the Umapa. So their assertion is more on the basis of analysis and making a distinctions, not accepting everything that is taught by the Buddha, not taking this as a face value, but based and by dividing the Buddha's teaching, categorizing in a two different camp. One is the definitive that can be taken as a face value. The other one, it requires a further interpretations. So therefore, the difference between those philosophical tenets, such as sutra school, do not have that kind of analysis and making a two camp, definitive and interpretive, but rather it actually accepts the face value of the teachings, the word itself. So sutra school, that's another term for sutra school, is also known as exemplary. Why the sutra school that this particular tenet is called exemplary? Because their teaching is very much based on setting example. First setting example, then example, and then gives the actual teachings, the meaning of that examples, and so on. So therefore, it is also, there's another name of the sutra school is called exemplary. Then here the sub-schools. If you go to the sub-schools, there are two sub-schools of the sutra schools. It says that there are two types of proponents of sutra. It's a proponent of sutra following the scripture and a proponent of sutra following the reasonings. And the former are mainly proponents of the proponent of sutra who follow the Basubandhu's treasury of manifest knowledge, Abhidharma, in other words. And the latter are mainly proponent of sutra who follow Dhammakriti's seven treaties on the prime cognitions. So here mainly they have divided two sub-schools of the sutra. One is followers of the scripture, and the other one is the followers of the reasoning, not really based, not only following the scriptures, but it follows more reasonings. It requires more reasonings. So those sub-schools or the tenets such as Vaivashika and Sutra, Vaivashika and Sutra Sutra schools are the earliest, you know, tenets among all the four philosophical tenets of Buddhism. Because those, when Buddha gave the teachings, his first public sermons, which is the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, and the follower of the Four Noble Truths belongs to the first two schools, the Vaivashika and Sutra schools. So here, as you look at the book, the text, it says, the treasury of manifest knowledge. The Vasubandhu's treasure of manifest knowledge. And this particular treatise or the text was written by the Vasubandhu around 6th to 7th century. And then the Dharmakirtis, the seven treatises on the prime cognitions, were written by the Dharmakirti in the 8th century. So prior to those two, the texts, such as the Treasury of Manifest Knowledge and the Dharmakirti's Seven Treatises on the Prime Cognitions, there are no such divisions, sub-schools of the sutra schools, such as followers of the scriptures and followers of the reasonings. Those two sub-schools coming into being after the writings of those two texts by the two masters of the first, the Vasubandhu's, the treasury of knowledge, treasury of manifest knowledge, and then later Dharmakirti's seven treatises on the prime cognitions, and then the follower of the first one, which is the manifest knowledge, the treasury of manifest knowledge, is known as the followers of the scripture, and the followers of the Dharmakirti 70, it is on the prime cognition, is known as the followers of the reasonings.
So
then so etymology, well, let's go to the etymology. There are reasons for their being called proponent of sutra and exemplifier, so that we talked about earlier. They are called proponent of sutra because they propound the tenets chiefly in reliance on the supermundane Victor's sutra without following the great detail expositions. They are called exemplifier because they teach all doctrines by way of examples.
Tanenga chiju de yibin de tsu sia de de tsu de la ane yin de tsu lang jin de tsu dribun de tsu dan som se ta ta zo de tu da ta tu da ge ba ge tembe che sa de ta nenga chiju de yin de tsu de che yin yin de tsu de nang sha de ba sebo jin go tsu wei nan de le te ni lang de tsu de le gu re se lang de tsu de la te ni lang de la te ni ane dribu kan da chi yong gu me de le gu re se.
So the next part, which is assertions of tenets, that is one thing that is important for us to know. And this section has three parts, right? There are assertions on the basis, paths, and fruits. So those are the three parts. And so it is based on proper understanding of basis, one can then be able to develop one's spiritual path upon that basis. Having followed the path, then one will achieve the fruitions or the fruits. So therefore, the assertions of the tenets, understanding of assertions of the tenets is very, very important.
Dutha mawa xie yunga zo de tanda xie yin nam xia de ane ma tenbe che yung du gao le ane xie yin nam xia su ge ta nam ju gu to ni xie pa ge nam xia tenbe che dang de menja wa le teni ane dutha menja wa chung de ya de yung gu ya de zo xie za de ane xie za de ko tenbe menja wa cha du ane de le tenbe lang de menja wa yung de lang de le teni ane dribu menja wa yung tenze che ne ane dutha mawa xie
The reason why there are four different philosophical tenets is because there are different ways in which they establish the basis. As we talked about earlier, the basis, path, and fruition, right? Since the establishment of the basis are different, and then suddenly the path developed upon that basis are different. And since the paths are different and the fruitions followed by the paths are different, so therefore it is based on the differences of acceptance or the proponent of their basis, difference of the proponent of the path and the fruitions.
Ta 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 di ndo di bi ye yin do chu la ane tang bo la yu tang yu che zang jin do chu ni che tang bo ane yu te la lo rik ba cha wa yu ji chen ni che lo yun do cha rung wa xi ji chen ni che yu tang yu ba xi ja xi ru nang tuen ji yu si rwa cha zang ta di ni xie yin du su de la do de ba ge ta na ya che u du yu dang yu jie ni si di pen jie nang ba sang ji bi du ta ma wa cang ma ge ta jik ba si yu yu jie si xie yin nang xia de la yu jie dang yu jie ji ni xia ane yang yu de jie zang ten be ma da wa yu de ten be ma da ten li ten ni yu jie lo yin nang xia de yang ma da chi ba yung gu yor wa si de yin du ane 越当越见你一些啊的，那的偏见搞的是个人，偏见囊皮给相当脱毛蚂蚁吧，就是这些呢，偏见门这边要就买了上路都越当越见些绝了哇，搞的是呢越见落雨囊下的，但囊巴上几边没塞几个，特别西巴些落些就陷入了哇，忙起哇这个怕给越涨涨了，越得看你你对你嘛。七八没得提点嘛，都越里老鼠越见些去。对这几单，对考不加个月噻了。对，越当越见个一万的，吸引囊下囊了，越当越见一万起来的囊皮个些去脱毛买一百几人，剩下呢，偏见没这块要买的是。
Assertion on the basis here, so this section has two parts. I can hear assertions regarding object, and assertion regarding object possessor.Which refers to the subject, which observed that the object observer, in other words, which you could also say, which you know, primarily refers to the consciousness. Okay. So then, the assertion regarding the object, the definition of object is that which is suitable.To be known by awareness. Awareness here again refers to the consciousness. So when it comes to the assertion of the basis, object, and the object possessor, particularly when we are speaking about the object possessor, here referring to the consciousness, which is a very exclusive teachings of the Buddha Dhamma.And there won't be any teachings on the consciousness. The explanation of consciousness could be found in any other religion. I could safely say that this is exclusive teachings because when Buddhism talks about the teachings, they talk about the basis, sort of the object, and then object possessor. So when speaking about object possessor,then suddenly we're speaking about a subject, which is consciousness.
他对于这个了，有的有些你想用这个了，路人把叫有些菜你是想多还是有菜你了？接着路人把叫有些菜你是用的，能西巴西啊，就到罗西啊的去没来开起来了，但有南下菜的。写的搞不看了搞不差过了是，但是那个有一朵米的有那有来朵马来个一万千三的，那一千三的，那路易人家个出去人多，人家就人多，这人多那有的，那路个怕给同样的人家个就买一买呢，俺得有马来是，有一朵米的，那路了对你，那个西巴了对你。啊，那有些就那些下午多啊，是等于对啊，那那西巴早你开门来开早了，啊，那有个那些下呀的赶紧请过来，对下多了靠不下个月了是。
So when you look at the definition of object itself, it says that which is suitable to be known by an awareness. Suddenly we are speaking about consciousness here. So someone who do not accept consciousness.We can't establish and force that person to, accept object according to the Dhamma. Because the object, the definition of object itself is suitable to be known by an awareness. And so we cannot simply define that object by saying that it is suitable to known by an awareness.Someone who do not accept awareness doesn't make any sense to force someone to take this as a definition of the object, right? So therefore, if you look at this definition and think very carefully, when speaking about the object itself, when looking at the definition of the object itself,It is not just defining object itself, but also it also defines the awareness that but that, you know, actually observed a particular object, which certainly is talking about consciousness here.
제정 유당 유제세 니데 유이 나자 세보 차와라 유제 시바세야데 세보 중고 주기야다 유제 시 유이 나자 시바 고 주야라 유제제 양 유제 시바세야지 나자 세보 차와라 유이 나자 신구야 제정 유도 유제 니보데 라당 튼낭 시레스 라 세야지 요와라 투 세야지 그러와 투메나 라 나자 샤시야요 말와 Yang tu xiao du ko la gu ruo la me ba tu xiao ya ma ruo tu me ba la xiao ya ma ruo la du tu nang xi ge du shi jin de yu de yu jie xie ni de cha bi ruo.
So understanding of the subject and object and the object possessor is very important, because in order to understand, have a proper understanding of what is meant by object, one must understand the object possessor, which is the subject or the consciousness. In order to understand the subject possessor or the consciousness, one need to have a proper understanding of of the object. So these two are like up and down, you know. In order to know what is up, that you should know the down. In order to know the down, that you should know the up. So without understanding up and down and declining and inclining, so these are all like, you know, it is intertwined. So you should understand both, you know, these two equally.
Ta lo yudu cha rungwa shijia chenyi zi. Che zang shijia siya diya pake shijia kanda yime di nang lo sang shiba xa shiba ge ta ko yudu cha rungke chile le shijia si guduwa si te yudu yu siya dang shijia siya dang अनि योबा सियादं ओजु छमद हिजु सिया जोते ता थाने मन्दावारे मातो तन्दा चिकछाग योरेस.
So then the next is the definition of the object of knowledge, is that which is suitable to be the object of an awareness again here. And then it is followed, as you follow here, it's object existent, object of knowledge, and established based are mutually inclusive. They may have a different term, but in reality, they are all inclusive.
That is, you do you just need to the yulma yawa ina, when demba ni su yawa, ngoko ni su yawa, tu song do yawa.
So then here, the objects are divided into two truths, right? Into two truths, into specifically characterized and generally characterized phenomena, into negative phenomena and positive phenomena, into manifest phenomena and hidden phenomena, into three times, and into the single and different.
What do ta tangbo demba ni su yewa se te demba ni de kuzo demba tang to dang demba sen tu sen ni re.
So then the first, the two truths are the ultimate truth and the conventional truth.
Then that to don't demba the dodiba to don't demba the kind of showers in a dat on topi tabala matubas. Rang duluju muni repeat jesu to be chute to don't demi tennis. Jada te shadu gala drache on a tene toba or tene datogel tene pagela tabala tuba meba datol tabala drava meba tumugua. Ngombo koran rang ge dulu gungun, koran rang gungun tsu tomo mayin ba, koran ge dulu gungun tsu anu zhuu yo ba, nguni zhuu wa, zhuu wa nang xi ribi ge ba, ribi ba ge juan cai dang, anu tinte ge ba jie ba jian du ga le, anu jian du pa ge le, ribi jian du zhuu yo ba, tinte ge tong zhuu yo ba, rik zhuu yo ba,
So then here the definition of an ultimate truth is a phenomenon that is able to bear reason analysis from the point of view of whether it has its own mode of substance without depending on imputation by term or conceptual consciousness. So what it's saying here is now, if you look at these definitions, it says its own mode of substance. You know, obviously, you know that they accept substantial existence. It says the substance without depending on imputation by term or the conceptual consciousness. So they do not accept, it's very clear, right? They do not accept that things or the phenomena that are not imputed by term and conceptual consciousness or concepts, but rather it exists truly and also it exists, substantially and truly.
저도 단다 도디비가 도당대바가 다들 진이 샤야들이야라 저도 다당 또바가 아니 파 샤바 다도 또바가 파 샤용아케 마인바 요크랑 운이 저 토모 마인바 크랑 운이 저 어 두대바지 데 길에 제거와서 다디 마오바 지마르마 오마바도 저 로디 강리야라 네 데조트 메바 아니 텐조 도디바가 다도르 뛰무구와 토모마이바코랑 드링운스 쪼그여지 도당데바데테르지 구레스디아지 자구여와서 어 데이치드 갈 음 디 어느 단당가조 네보지 차와이나 아니 지르마게 오마반노 로디 갈 어느 어양 데시 따라 제우디 어느 바게르코 냉가르드 오마비기 나샤시 세부 차야레 펜도 요르 데조드 네바도 네구르스
So at this time when we are going through the teachings on the Sutra School, when you look at the definition of ultimate truth, it's like phenomena that is able to bear reason, analyze. Reason analyzes from the point of view of whether it has its own mode of substance without depending on imputation by terms or conceptual consciousness. So here in this particular tenet, they assert that the phenomena are not actually imputed by term and concept, but rather its own mode of existence. Substantially, it exists substantially its own mode of existence, without depending upon the concept and a term. But later, when we go to the other schools, the advanced schools or the tenets, then this will be refuted. This reasoning or this kind of definition of the phenomena or the ultimate phenomena are completely refuted. But what is important for us to hear is to right now, if you know those definitions at this point, when you are entering into the advanced tenets, the schools of Buddhism, then you will know when you are refuting that, then you have a clear idea of what they are refuting. So therefore, it is very important for us to know right from the beginning those lower schools of tenets, their proponents, and their assertions of object and object possessors and so forth.
Dodi ba dang jirama ge tanda kuzo dang doda ng nangxia xaya jor was de tanda nga zo jidang ge mitjiig sanglo nang liya le ane ngarang zo ge sanglo nang liya le tanda kangba dang ande xindong dada tanda tazo jik tongdea pa tongdea pa ge tongdea zo de 中下来的看到有上头讲了，进过落雨大街马街的经商单位呢，怕给让我你出，通买一杯独立我你出，长买也住的，就让那个通南堂街的，通买一杯独立我你下地说了就拿那个很多，等着去那个了，等于可做个等着去的，那些等着去讲你，那俺做通买买了也了，怕给去个我不做的。落了呀，下当得了，下地说，得下地弄些，我得下地就说得当得吧，得当得吧，等着拉不过来些。
So their way of defining the ultimate truth is whatever that appears to oneself, that the appearance of the particular object, such as waste, tree, leaves, flowers, and so on, are exist by more of its own.You know, exists by its own sight, without depending upon concept and term, but rather it exists by its own sight. This is how they assert, you know. In other words, they take it literally, you know, it exists as it appears to one's own consciousness, in other words.
That didn't...多地比多当得吧，个吧，趁现在这怂恿都讲了，俺那王伯当，俺那多当得吧当，等那让菜当、买大巴当、刘杰当，得住那端进营业时，都下个来是。
So here, when the Sutta schools speak about the ultimate truths, it says the functioning things, ultimate truths, specifically characterized phenomena, impermanent things, compounded phenomena, and true existent phenomena are mutually inclusive.
That says in the Shana, Tandangaroso, Desaga Kambande, and Matabare, the Wombore, the Todang Dembare, the Ransay Tubare, the Demba Tubare, the Laguarese.
So let's take an example of.One ultimate truth, according to Sutta school, is the house that where we are right now. House. The house is, we can take house as house as an ultimate truth. It is functioning things. It is ultimate truth. It's a specifically characterized phenomena, impermanent things, compounded phenomena, truly existent phenomena. So,Those are all inclusive. So once that is ultimate truth, then this is impermanent. This is compounded phenomena. And this is truly existence and so on. So those are all inclusive.
Oh, this is the word. That is, Gozo Denba Seate, Tobi Tazan do to be true to Gozo Denbi Tsenis. That Gozo Denba Seate, Naranzo Nang Shiba Nani, that,シバルマイヤワイナトバトトメニーレワーセティーナニトバグアネバゲトビグロリアシャニシャティシャバツァンズトビタバツァンズツァンセアツァンダデカチゴルスナトビランゲパソワシャキチマトアネコランパゲジュタンチェワンギドゥルムニツチュウアマインバトバランゲパタバツァンチェルヨデワテレツァンジゲチュジレコゾオセグアレス
So then the next is the conventional phenomena according to the Sutra schools. In this book, it is translated in English as an obscured, right? It's a truth for an obscured. But it's actually a conventional phenomena, ultimate and conventional. So, but you could...take it whichever that you think is more appropriate. So the definition of the conventional phenomena or the truth for an obscured awareness is a phenomena that only exists through being imputed by the conceptual consciousness. So now the difference between those two phenomena, that you know, the ultimate truth and then the conventional truth,One is not really you know, imputed by the concept and term, but rather it exists by way of their own sight. But other one, which is the conventional phenomena, conventional truth, is a phenomena that only exists, it says, through being imputed by a conceptual consciousness.
Kuzo tanda dodeba ge sanglo tanda jiwa ina kuzo siya de lo toba ge wo le ane toba liya le ta bena kamba de jina tanda bena chorangzo desa kamba de tanda sanglo tangdiu ge wo le susu desa kamba nabo che jema jisi je tanda lo toba ge wo le tu che na che xia de ge duwa se na wo te xia de ya taga zang de te zang de le ane kuzo deba re se te na wo taga zang de ane yang de ne pa kamba kurang ge ban zhuo na kamba kurang ge ne de duo dang deba re se ta. Kamba de dang ane bat pagil rabu da jang ji nao lo toba le nao du xia zang ji duwa zo de zang de gu zo de ba re se ta de ane de zun ba re de da ba re se de du si la wu re se.
So now we talked about the house being an ultimate truth. It is ultimate truth because it exists by way of its own sight, without depending upon, you know, depending on imputed by term or conceptual consciousness. So now again here, let's think about a house that you conceptualized. You conceptualized a house, that house that actually comprehend by your conceptualizations, your concepts, and that particular house that is having in your concept, which is also known as the generic image of the house. And that particular image, the generic image that you have in your mind, is said to be the conventional phenomena, because this phenomena is not exist by way of its own sight, but rather it is. It is imputed by the conceptual consciousness. It is merely or the only imputed by the conceptual consciousness.
What did you do? You made you chew down, Kuzo Demba down, Jinse down, Taba down, Dumaji chew, Zumba Tuba not doing cheese. And do some of the now, do some of the Pena tanda ngi kambal peja, kambal nawa te, kambal rabo yorte, te kambal ngune mayin zang, ko kambal zumar waze. Te chi zang, kuzo tsangba te, zumbi nasha. Re si te lagu gar si.
So then here it says non-functioning phenomena, truth for obscured awareness, generally characterized phenomena, permanent phenomena, uncompounded phenomena, and false existence are mutually inclusive. So what is meant by here, the false existence, is so when you think about the house conceptually, you have the image of the house in your conception, and that particular image of the house is not that house, right? It is not a house, but it is an image. It's a generic image of that house. So therefore, that particular house that have in your conceptions, is said to be the false existence, the false existent, because you may take that as, imagine this as a house, but in reality, the house that you have in your generic image, the generic image of that house is not a house. So therefore, it is called false existence. I think.
Nanka, Chuji Kuzo Demba Shichati, Lu Kuzo be more Dembi Chir, then Kuzo Dembate, rangce ngosong tongwa la dikbi na kuzo pa xi chao osa. Da di kuzo denpa siya ki daxie di deni ki daxie che udu ka kuzo denpa siya di kandila ursa na duma chi nangka chu che esi. Kuzo denpa xi cha te zi kol duma chi nangka ta tabarwa tabi cha tam che di kuzo denpa resi lagu yorwa ti du. Kuzo denpa cha te lo kuzo bi isi ngo denpi che resi. Lo kuzo pa kari xar tse na toba te. Lo la toba da tomi nisu che ni. Lo toba te liya lo kuzo baas. O tegi ngo liya lo denbi na kuzo denba ase doni kuzo denba da xe tere ase.
So the next is there are etymologies for the two truths. It says here, uncompounded space is called a truth for the obscure, because it is a truth for an obscured awareness. Obscured here refers to a conceptual consciousness. Obscured awareness here refers to a conceptual consciousness, which is called obscure because it is obstructed from the direct perception of specifically characterized phenomena. So isn't that clear? Is it clear?
Tanda di ngazo nang xiba tiliya li yawa che toba da tomi ni che ni toba liya lo kuzo ba si guya di lo kuzo ba si guya di toba di chuxi toba yi na chuxi yinbi cha gu desi chuba yinbi cha chuba yi zang anu ko kuzo ba si do ni kuzo siya di jitang ge kodang jiwa na jik zunba tang anu pa gara si gara nguyo liya li da da me de ke ge anu chuba tang nuwa jie tenze ji liya li kuzo si li go gu ya resi de yin du ta yu jie lo ge nang ni anu toba di lo chuba jie da nuwa jie teni ko pake li yu xia ga nang xie da da me de ke tenze ji yin du gara ko kuzo si resi.
So here, when speaking about awareness or the consciousness are divided into two. One is conceptual consciousness, which is tokpa in Tibetan, and then one is tome, which is non-conceptual consciousness. So there are of two types. So here, when speaking about the obscured consciousness, its obscure consciousness here refers to the conceptual consciousness. And the conceptual consciousness, the way the conceptual consciousness apprehends its object is different from the non-conceptual consciousness apprehending its object. So in a conceptual consciousness, when the object appears to you, that particular object does not exist as it really appears to your consciousness. When speaking about the conceptual consciousness, whereas a non-conceptual, direct non-conceptual consciousness, whatever the object that may appear to the non-conceptual consciousness exist as it appears to one's consciousness. So therefore, the conceptual consciousness are also known as the mystican consciousness. It is mystican towards its appearing object, because the object that appears to the conceptual consciousness does not exist as it appears to the conceptual consciousness. So therefore, it's also known as mystican consciousness, or the tuba, tushi.
Denba siyadi, jidang denba siyadi, nguye ne chuyi le, noa meba, chuya meba, ko tātā jī yīmbā chīlē dēmbā sī guyā rīsā. Tāndā kuzhō dēmbā sī yādi kālā guyā rīsā na pēnā nāngkā tāpa dā. Nāngkā tāpa kuzhō dēmbā kārī nō lō kuzhō bā tōpā gu ngō lī yāli kōrā dēmbā rīsā. Tā dēmbā rī mātō, jitāng dēmbā mā rī kō dzumbā rīsā. Yīnā lō tōpā ngō lī, kōrā dēmbā yīn zāng kō ngō lī yāli nāngā nāngshī kōrā ngō lī tā lo toba ngol ya demba chang yor sa cha sa lo toba ngol demba cha de ma do toba ma yin ba ge ta yu na demba cha gu yo ma ro ti li ta lo toba ngol demba zang yi da na go zo demba sa
so why it is when speaking about the truth here we talked about the true truth ultimate truth and conventional truth so here what is meant by truth here first of all the truth is as the entity that exists as it appears to consciousness so when it comes to the concept of conventional truth is truth only for obscured phenomena obscured consciousness obscure consciousness here refers to the conceptual consciousness it is true to conceptual consciousness but not true to non-conceptual consciousness for instance let's take an example of what we call the space in the text it is the space is taken as an example space is called a truth for the obscure so for the obscure here refers to the conceptual consciousness because it is a truth for obscure awareness it is a truth for conceptual awareness or conceptual consciousness not truth for a non-conceptual consciousness it is truth only for the conceptual consciousness
ta ramse ngo su do thongwa la driba chibe na kuzo shi chao se ne yang kuzo se ya te tuan ta tili ya la kuzo na topa te sarwa kuzo se ya te lo topa che topa te ka kar se na ramse ngo su thongwa la driba chibe na kuzo se ta yu ngo yu ne chu ge pa ge la yu ngo yu ne chu chima chi shi te ane thongwa la ya la ko ge driba chibe ya zang ane kuzo se ge re se
So then also there's also says, it says the obscured here refers to a conceptual consciousness, which is called obscured because it is abstracted from the direct perception of the of specifically characterized phenomena.
denpa yina kuzo denpa yinbi chapa me toos. Tati kuzo denpa se lo kuzo pa topi ngol denpa zangla kuzo denpa se re se. Ti yina chapa yuwa arsi na chapa yuwa ma re penna topa ngol denpa yina topa ngol denpa yina kuzo denpa yinbi chapa yuwa arsi na chapa yuwa ma re. Yine ta draga kubwa dranju kuzo se ya ge tuanda ge draga nrodan karsi ge minci kuno ge kodo te tende chi re ma to. Ani ti topa ngol denke ge xijia ji yinba yinna, anu kuzo denba yinbi cha ta sina cha gu ma rishi.
So then it says, however, this is only an etymology, right? And not a definition, because it is too wide. Everything that is a truth for a conceptual consciousness, that is for an obscure awareness, is not necessarily a truth for obscures.
What do you call the Dodon Denby Tsenye Pumba Taboyan Lokuzo Tobi Mol Denby Chir Kanzagi Dadan Da Taba Tabu Lokuzo Ba Tobi Mol Denba Yiyan Tanitoya Madubi Chir This is the Karsuna Lo Tobang will Demba in a Kuzo Dembi Yimbi Chaba Maduba the Karishana, Dodon Demba Yimba, Dodon Dembi Tsenjiche, Penapumba Tabote, Lo Kuzova, Tobang will your Tobing will Demba Rete, the Kuzo Demba Mare, Dodon Demba Res.
So then here it says, now, so this is because. A pot or a vase, for example, which is an which is an illustration of an ultimate truth, is also a truth for conceptual consciousness, that is, for an obscured awareness. Furthermore, although a self for persons and a permanent sound, for instance, a truth for conceptual consciousness, that is for obscured awareness, and this do not exist even conventionally. Did you hear it? There's this like permanent sound, sound being permanent, and self does not exist conventionally because it does not exist at all. There's no sound that is called permanent. There's no self or person that exists by itself. There's no self. That's why we call the self-grasping mind is the mistaken or the wrong thought. So therefore, it is true for conceptual consciousness, apprehending it, but it is not actually true, right? It is just, it does not exist even conventionally. That's what it says.
Bena, punzu toba chana, punzu toba. Punzu toba le, shadea ge pumba tang. Punzi ngonsong le, pumba zibi ngonsong le, ngonsong ge pumba tong dewa, deni ge paru le, tong dewa, punzu toba le chadea pumba tang. Ano, punzi mihi ge, bage ngonsong nangdea ge pumba ni la, ano, cheban doga du mendus.
So now let's take another example here. Let's think about, take a vase as an example, vase in front of yourself. When you look at a vase through your eye consciousness, and the vase actually appears to your eye consciousness, it's direct, it directly appears to your consciousness, and your eye consciousness is engaging with that particular vase directly, with no obstruction, no mediation is involved. Whereas then, when your conception is conceptualizing the vase, and if you really think of, you are the both of that object of the non-conceptual, in other words, the eye consciousness, and then also a conceptual consciousness apprehending vase, the vase is the object, it's a common object. However, the difference is the way it appears to your consciousness. One that appears to your eye consciousness, one that appears to your conceptual consciousness. So there are the big difference between the two, right?
Punzu toba la pumba chadu gang la pumba mai hindo pumba koro rabo chi nao ta dang and the pumba ta ni den rene punzu toba lo la chad punzu toba la chadu yores. Ta punzi ngo song ge pumba chadu gang la pumba jemba koro chaba mato di pumba mai ba pumba ta nrawa rabo tende ge le gang yang me ba pumba koro katu jemba de chagu yo yi zang and pumba de to dang temba dang. And the Punzi Mishi de Monson de Liel, Lotte, Tamba, Demba, Trua Meba, and Coro Yokatu, the Jemba, Yogu, Moyen, Chukanda in the Pumba Chambo in the Chung, Chambo in the Chambo Chung, Chung, Pumba, the Sagapumba in the Karag Pumba, Sagapumba, Karin, your Sabochin, or the Paru, the Karsig, and Danons or the Land, the Chunimeba, Jemba to Katu Chaguo in Zong, and Dil, Todon Dembas. And the tea. Ranan de sha de teji tete tang chadu do ko jemba thomu tuar kar sa ranan te ge jemba thoya de le dig du arwa til an pa pa gi yola so re tab du arwa tin de chen to bol cha ya chang tin de cha du chang an ko ko zo re se ya ge te su do de ba gen de chi tang tang de re su.
So this is how the sutra school actually explains the ultimate truth and the conventional truth. By way of appearing the particular object to the consciousness. So when the eye consciousness engaging with the vase, your eye consciousness is engaging with this vase with no involvement of any mediations, though there's no mediations is involved to see that see that verse through your eye consciousness. Whereas conceptual understanding of the verse, you're not actually your conceptual consciousness is unable to engage with that verse, the actual verse directly, without involvement of mediations. Because when your conceptual consciousness understands the verse, it understands the verse based on the mediation. There's a mediation involved, there's a strong mediation involved. So this is the difference between the two. One is no obstructions, you can engage directly with that particular object, whereas the other, it requires a mediation. Your understanding of the waste is, your conceptual consciousness is unable to directly engage with this particular object, but rather its understanding is very much based on the mediation. So then here is, as we went through, the furthermore, although a self or person and a permanent sound, for instance, are truth for conceptual consciousness, that is for obscured awareness. It is truth. It is true for conceptual consciousness, apprehending it. However, they are not the truth. They do not exist even conventionally, right? So here now, their way of defining or identifying in this particular sutra school, the tenets, their way of defining the self or person is a different form, different form, the identification of the self or person identified the other schools.
Tanda de kanza da yo mar tani do ma du re se da de kan se go se na ta ngaram zo nang ju nga se ji pe na tanda pe na ta chi se mi ta chi so se na ta chi khorang ge ta chi nga de kan da jo sang ta ng du gang le ya le ta chi khorang ge phong bo nga bo gang le ya ma tu ba ge rang wa ge rang ja tu ba ge din de ge
So here, why we call the self or person does not exist even conventionally, self or person. Now here, when we speak about the self or person does not exist even conventionally, because when we think about the self or person or I or self, for instance, whose name is Tashi, right? And when we think about yourself as I am Tashi, but our way of thinking of the Tashi as a Tashi that exists by way of its own side without depending upon any other factors such as psychophysical aggregates. Your understanding of I being a Tashi is independently existence, Tashi. This is what is meant by not exist even conventionally. And that kind of Tashi without depending upon other factors such as psychophysical aggregates, and an independent tashi is not exist even conventionally. It is non-existence.
Without
depending upon any other factors, psychophysical aggregates, without depending upon psychophysical aggregates, existence of the self or person is completely mistaken. It doesn't exist at all. And so, although conceptually you conceptualized Atashi being independent without depending upon other factors, as if it exists by a way of its own sight. In reality, there's no such Tashi, the existence of the Tashi.
Da tapa siya ji duwa si de, da tapa siya de kanda ji lawa rasa na, jidang da mataba rawa sa, da ina mataba yi chagu rasa ka, da jodang jele teni, da siya de njuan 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 de keji mato, da njuan mendo ba, tendo dengi da ji yuwa ma resi. Ina ya, tanda da tapa siya de karo sa na, ngu ji tanda de chiribi, tangje ba tuzo ge karo sa na, da tapa kile go rasa, kile tang de karo sa na, tanda nga zo, da de duzi jen ta yung du, da de nang king ki ying liya le, Tata nangkaka yinglian zhuo ne, ane nangki nangla dede a ta nangkaka yunde, sora chadu gala, ane dha zhuwa meba degu yore, se do ni kurang zho ge, ta sanglo tongchwa jende, lo tobal chachu jende, ane dha dhan zhuo don zhuwa meba panang ge yingsu liya le, ane kadu yina dede yuwa chi, dehisha jende, ane dha taba re, se la gore. Tende te, ane nangba nguni, tende dha taba de shija ma re, te yuwa ma re, se la gore.
Then also for the permanent sound, yeah, it's also not exist even conventionally. Because why we specifically choose this permanent sound is because in the Samkhya, you know, tradition, or the Dangchenpa in Tibetan, which is in Sanskrit is called Samkhya tenets. That's one ancient Indian philosophical tenets, non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, they assert that sound is a permanent. Because when you speak, when the sound coming into being, sound appears in the space. And if there's no space, the sound will not exist. So therefore, the sound is sound comes. In sound actually appears in the space. So therefore, the sound is permanent. That is how they accept the Samkhya tradition. It's accept. So therefore, this kind of sound being permanent is completely rejected by the Buddhist. So therefore, the self or person and permanent sounds are not exist even conventionally. That's
what we mean. Lo to tamba said the carso, no you la, Matu, Shibachilla, and Lo to tamba sha, and Pomba the ting all the dembi, not to don dembas at the laudus.
So then the next paragraph here we read, a pot is called an ultimate truth because it is a truth for an ultimate awareness. Ultimate awareness here refers to the non-conceptual, direct non-conceptual consciousness, which is unmistaken consciousness. And this is ultimate awareness awareness. So this ultimate awareness is a consciousness that is not mistaken with regard to its appearing object. It is not mistaken with regard to its appearing object, because appearing object is a vase. But vase exists as it appears to its eye consciousness, right? So therefore, it is called unmistaken, and consciousness is called unmistaken consciousness. It is unmistaken consciousness with regard to its object. Okay. Object vase, sorry.
Tani ba denpa ni jin jo chun de ribi jinrang gen do de bi lung yi la lung jinrang gen do de bi de ni xin nang ya jita ma wa ta tu ba ki le no ta 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 nga zo lo de tang ba ngol lo de tang ba ma chu wa xibi ngol denpa na de tang denpa tang lo chu wa ku zo ngol denpi na de tang denpa se lab de wa te ribi jinrang gu wang do che ni ane kuzoto toda tibi namsha de shegu yores de ma to lug jinang do de pa de namsha de jera ma da ji bares jera ma go kuzo de ba ta toda de ba namsha sha ta chu sha ro de de ji ba sha gu yores
so then now here it says this way of separating the two truths is the system of the sutra school following reasoning and the sutra school following scripture. Scripture asserts a presentation of the two truths that accords with that of the great exposition schools.
Oh, teji ta ni ba te dang den ba ceni de le le te dang ba dun ju ni bi chu rang ce ge ceni ce jin de bon ba da bu wo se te dang
So then the next is, here we read, it's a specially and generally characterized phenomena. Well, so specifically and generally characterized phenomena. The definition of the pause of a specially characterized phenomena is a phenomenon that is ultimately able to perform a function. In other words, an impermanent phenomena. A pod is an illustration of a specially characterized phenomena. And then the next, the generally characterized phenomena is, the definition of generally characterized phenomena is a phenomenon that is ultimately unable to perform a function, so uncompounded space is an illustration of the generally characterized phenomena.
What is that called? That two tamba tunji ni bi chu si ya de, dan da de two tamba tunji ni bi chu si dan da do de ba ge san tang da jie du, da ngo bu tam jie jiu tang jie le de ni ne.
The specially characterized phenomena is a phenomenon that is ultimately able to perform a function. So what is meant by ultimately able to perform its function it has the functions of giving rise to its fruition. That is what is meant by the ultimately, you know, able to perform its function. This, a specifically characterized phenomena. They have the functions of giving rise to its fruition, the functions of giving rise to its effect, functions of giving rise to its result. In other words, it is a cause, right? It is a cause. Since this is a cause, it has a potential of giving rise to its fruition. So that is what is meant by phenomena that is ultimately able to perform a function. So then the next is this also the phenomenon that is ultimately unable to perform a function, right? That uncompounded space is an illustration of a generally characterized phenomena which cannot have any functions of giving rise to its fruition.
Ano pena duma chiji nangka tabu tang ne jetang jeda tang jigdang thade tang gawa tang jwa so ro tabi ge chuna jitse yimu jang se ta de ne jetang pena duma chiji nangka tabu je ane jir se ya da jeda se ya da jig se ya thade se ya da gawa se ya da jwa se ge de zo changma de ku lo tobi ge pa ge le 打把藏就,落刀兵我的下把藏就都是去印度刚了,落刀兵藏的下把藏去的个,那个可能个直播里啊,家家当,片刀啊,个地囊下等这些家也没藏,就说什么进策的。So
then it says like imputed phenomena, such as generally an instance, one in different, mutually exclusive and related, and so forth, are generally characterized phenomena. So all of those phenomena are said to be have no functions. It cannot perform any functions. So we talked about earlier whether or not that such a particular phenomena can have its ultimate function. Ultimately, perform function is whether or not that a particular phenomena can give rise to its fruition. So the second category of those phenomena, such as uncompounded phenomena, imputed phenomena, and so on and so forth, have no functions of giving rise to its fruitions. So here we don't have much time, so let's take a few questions. your questions are welcome. Mm.
Do the Samkhya think that sound exists before it is made? Otherwise, how do they see it as being permanent if it's created?
The Dangjenbe, the Dagwa in Sayadi, Ko Samkhartan Shigwinas.
Google song down down the yellow Nankasia del Munzi de Carzana, Tong Sang Tongba Nankasia, the Tongba Sia, Sigur was a da yung at the Tong Sang Yingi Tong Sang Yingi to da yung at the two yunger, Pab da Pad Chudo, Pad Rosatia, Tong Sang Ying by Chudo's. Jeso two yung ya, Tongbi Ying, Tong Nanka, Pana Tongba. 东北把南卡斯的医生得了是个了吧，但那个说，本来俺做给些打的呢，这部医生个东北这边呢，这股他们牙差数呢，占用俺们多啊。叫做占用俺的引进民就东上的应出用过多啊。但俺个做占的话，现在就对怕，全国的东上应全国这个南开个南卡斯的打东上的那不个了吧，东上的东上哪的那个嘛了，东上的了。叫做东上应的出有怕听。
So the reason why the Samkhyas assert the sound being permanent is because the sound actually appears and sounds coming into being within the sphere of the space. And it also dissolves within the sphere of space. So therefore, it is called, it's called permanent. This is their assertion of sound being permanent.
Then, Nangba ge se na, 다 동상게 인이 추 용에다 동상 인이 파 팅조에도 다가랑 제스 이내데 동상니 추 용야데 죄메 제밀 추 용조 말에 파 팅조에데 죄제 메바제니 팅조에 말에 파 팅야 죄제 왕게 팅고레 추 동상 인이 추 용에데 죄다 제리 왕 용에디 요안조고요 장은 마다바레스
So the Buddhists on the other hand they said it is impermanent although the sound coming into being within the sphere of space and it you know it actually dissolves within the sphere of space that's not a different you know it's a, they see eye to eye each other right it's a common you know, assertion however why the Buddhists would say this is impermanent is because the sound is although it appears it's coming into being within the sphere of space but it has its causes and conditions sound doesn't arises without depending upon its own causes and conditions and it ceases later doesn't happen independently it has its own causes and conditions why the sound become in a non-existence and so forth so therefore it is impermanent Any other questions?
I was wondering if you could elaborate on the non-conceptual a little more. If he has, what you said makes sense in the non-conceptual, but I was just wondering if he has any more to comment on that.
Tanda tome se sung sung sa, tome de kan le te se sung gaya sa gen, kishla tome kan de na te sung do na sa tanda, tome, ta ke topo de tome ni sung sung sa.
Ta topo de tome ge, ta nga zo, shiba ge nang le ya le, shiba yinba xie che, shiba ma yin ka che le, ta ta te su do tanda nang la, topo de tome ke che yo ma re se, topo de tome ke che xia di, jim chi shiba yinba che, shiba ge nang le ya le, shiba te, yulun yudu gang le ya le bena yu pumba de yulun juwa yina pumba de rabun rana ji xia ne ko pumba de rabun rana jang xia ne de pumba le yugu ya lo de yina de rik chama toba se gyo re ta din de ge pumba le lo de pumba le juwa de yudu gang le ya le pumba rana le tu mu gyo wa pumba khora jen ba rang de rang cha thung ye xi ba ji gyo wa se o de le tome xi ba ji gyo re tome xi ba chama de yu gang yu kanda chilin juwa na nyusa yu de jenpa de chawa. Kwan ranang jatang de paru le chik jenpa chik ju ni mayinba. Kwan kartu tega le yu dang yu je ni de tega le shen kanyan jilhen meba tega ju tunge ge dende shiba tsama le tome se gire se.
So here the difference between the conceptual and non-conceptual consciousness. Certainly we're not talking about the external object. We're talking about the consciousness, right? So, when speaking about the conceptual consciousness, when the conceptual consciousness is engaging with its object, the particular object, it's engaging with this particular object through mediations. Okay? So, this conceptual consciousness cannot engage with this object directly without involvement of any mediations. Its appearing object has become a mediations. Whatever that appears to the conceptions, and through that appearing object, then the conceptual consciousness can engage with its object, right? So then when it comes to the non-conceptual, there's no involvement of such a mediations. But rather, non-conceptual consciousness, when it engages with its object, it engages with its object directly, right. Without any involvement of mediations.
So direct, it's like the path of seeing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why, that's why, 前边那个人去了，他 tome sigurvas, tome shiva sigurvas. That did say Quran said in the path of seeing Srigalia, that tolam double shabini tigurvas, quende sigdu.
Tolam.
Tolam.
Res.
Tolam ruva.
Tolam, tolam naja ishire mato, tolam jitotsu the mardas. Tolam naja ishite, no, 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 no,
so when it comes to the path of seeing, you should understand there are two kinds. One is the path of seeing of meditative equipoise, right? Another one is the path of seeing that is a post-meditational period. Yeah. So this post-meditational period, although that is the path of, this is path of seeing, but it has a conceptual elaboration. Right, whereas yeah, where one that is in the and conceptually, but one that is in the meditative equipoise, it is a direct,
yes,
and there's no conceptual it's elaboration.
Experiential versus
yeah,
that is outside the sequential and is adding.
That's right.
You're welcome. The Toba to Tommy, that's a Lila Bucha in a Tanda do some combat me do start to pay not Padon da Padzo Karimete Sebo Hyagduas, did you Tommy Hibar was Castle Lo Tommy Hibar? Tadusin, Hopton and Duzon. Mima Zon and Tandadi Pagge Padon to Lolia Karshagudus, Lo Padon Shagduas, Shadugol, Padro the Jemba Shagumar, Padon the Ranan Shadu Oti, and Lo Topares. They meet to Patan put Jemba Shaduko, the Parule Nigi Mishitan, Pagge you Padon Nig Parule. Shankayang Machua, Katu Tegal, Jemba Chagduas. Tamima ton induced in the Sala Tandazan, pardon the Sala Tata, pardon the Shashagrete, pardon the Ranan Chishadia Mato, Jemba Chagumduas, what they read the topa. And Tommy to the Penazo Lilabuja Peco and the Tenderes.
So then also, one can take an example of being one object. For example, the picture frame in front of yourself in Hasan's picture or so. When you see that, the frame in front of yourself through your eye consciousness is directly engaging with this particular object, which, in other words, the frame in front of yourself. Whereas the conceptual consciousness, which conceptualizes that particular frame without involvement of your eye consciousness with that particular frame, then when you think about that frame that you have seen earlier, and the way that particular object that appears to this consciousness is completely different, right? One is directly engaging with that particular object. The other one is you're conceptualizing, and you have it in your conception, and there's no direct engagement with this particular object.
That Tarwe. Oh yeah. Okay, thank you.
So we'll say the prayers, the dedication prayers. Beginning on page 23, we're doing the mandala offering on 24. And then we'll skip to the auspicious wishes on page 28.
Tendon Joa Gola Gambe Don Cheva Juzu Loza Taba Ye Tembe Nimbo Rindo Saje Jo Sange Mendo Dange Role Je Ninde Jeva De Sange Shindo Mende Mbawa Dogo Nanda Shinla Jeva Jo Yanda lama dange me chuje bela longje sada longje yende razon doje changge kompanyo tojo. Menda laga neya taya me. Radinje nanga tele choju jeba na lozan timbi dreme sason doye mese tado ne joji. Kore jengande pendant dewa malun jove ne chere zawa tenzi janzo shabe siti pado tenjo ji. Jada jemba dan kondo zambo teya teje de teda kunje jesu dalo Gewan de da tamje rado no. Hibi jawa tamje je moa kanla chodo no ban. Dage gewe zawa de gun. Zambo je rado no ban je.